Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Puck sent into the slot of the Flyers zone. Pastrnak with a steal, far point. Carlo trying to track it down. Two on one the other way. Over the line, left side come the Flyers. It's fired. They score. Wired top shelf. That was Scott Laughton. 4-1 Flyers.
Every goal has been top shelf here today.
Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. That was a performance that got them a nice tongue-lashing in the media from Bruce Cassidy. Not happy. And as John was saying earlier, that's usually a good thing because they respond well when Cassidy calls them out, but that was disheartening. And I know that Tuukka Rask was deemed unfit to play, which just now is means everything. I mean, if you're not playing, you're unfit to play. So as I was saying, you could have a headache or you could be on your deathbed. Nobody knows. But Yaro Halak got the start. I'm not putting too much blame on him. At least two of the goals that I can think of weren't his fault. He didn't get much help from the people in front of him. The first line dead in the water. And that was the scariest thing, is you got the fourth line was the one with the lone goal. The third line probably looked the most consistent. And that second line, I can't believe we're here. We're at the end of the season. We're about to go into the playoffs. Well, technically, we are in the playoffs. And how many? It's been like 2 years since they've been able to figure out what to do with that second line. And it's not getting any better. And as I said, I know Kasha just showed up. And I don't know what the situation was with Kasha. But maybe next game, you just throw him in there to see what works. Because it can't be any worse than what's going on there now. Studnicka had a great first game yesterday, got benched. I mean, it's just one thing after the next. And more than anything, you just didn't think a team that has a championship DNA, that you thought had a championship DNA, could put in something as lifeless as that. Even if you know that they don't think this really means a ton, it was just all around flat. And so there was one moment, however, that did make me laugh in the broadcast. And I don't know if somebody just at NBC has a great sense of humor or they screwed up. Either way, the one goal that the Bruins got from Wagner, you know, usually what they would do is after a goal was scored, they would show in the center screen the game and then all around it, you know, almost like, you know, tic-tac-toe or press your luck. All around it would be these boxes that had the faces of Bruins fans going, woo, like that. But instead, somebody accidentally pressed the button that said Flyers fans. And you see Chris Wagner celebrating and it's a bunch of these dudes in Flyers jerseys like going, ah. It looked like when they showed Toronto, you know, like during the playoffs, whenever like the Bruins go, that was the one screw up that actually seemed kind of funny. But Bruins Luchador is a guy we've had in our studio before, obviously a massive Bruins fan, and he's one of the super fans, one of the Bruins Avengers, and he was one of the guys last night. And apparently, Mr. Bruins Luchador, there was a little bit of an issue with you guys last night, correct?
Yes. Good morning, by the way, guys. How's everybody doing?
Hey, good, morning. And I apologize because I know that you tweeted me and you said the one morning that I don't want to hear about the Bruins, it's this morning, so I apologize. Yeah, we do indeed have to address last night. What happened?
Difficulty. I mean, they asked us not to swear, and between all the Avengers, that lasted 3 minutes. So every time they went to check a live group chat, one of us was swearing and saying crazy things, so they'd cut us right back out, and then it's hard to get shown on TV when your team only scores one damn goal and then another goal gets scored 8 seconds after that. Not really ideal for it.
Yeah, so the Bruins Avengers are ready to go, and apparently when they were trying to pot them up, they were swearing too much that they had to cut them out of the broadcast. So, once again, I'm only Bruins fans. Well, I appreciate it, Bruins Avengers. That sucked. That I mean, yesterday was not a good game.
And Rich, it's not going to get any easier. Tampa Bay has, what, beaten the Bruins how many times this year? Three? And then Washington. Washington owns the Bruins. Owns them. Don't tell me it's an overreaction. Don't tell me. They have not been playing well, and they're playing teams that are better than them and have their number.
Well, technically, neither of those two teams are better than the Bruins. The Bruins have the best record in the NHL.
The Lightning have beat them three times, and Washington owns that ass.
I understand that, but I'm not worried yet. I'll be worried if they go out and get smacked around by Tampa Bay on Wednesday afternoon. Rich brought it up right here at the beginning of the hour. When Bruce Cassidy gets pissed, the team usually responds. And I expect a much better effort. I expect Tuukka Rask in net on Wednesday. And if Rask goes out there and starts and the Bruins go out there and lay another egg and lose 4-0, then it's time to panic.
So, listen, if they beat the Lightning, yay. They've lost 16 of 18.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they do on Wednesday and when they play in Washington. You're just determined to be worried.
No, it's just show us something. What did they show us yesterday at all?
So if they show you something on Wednesday and they play very well, are you going to be okay?
I'll be encouraged, but right now they look old.
Yes.
And they can't score.
They did not play well against Columbus. And the one goal they got yesterday was lucky.
What's that? Yeah.
Halak's not the reason they lost. I think two of those goals, it couldn't be avoided.
It's the multitude of people in front of him that were bad.
They had some sort of agenda to go high, top shelf on him, and it worked.
But it didn't matter. The Bruins weren't scoring at the other end, and the defense was crap. Right? Yeah, you give up a goal 8 seconds after you get to it in 2-1.
Let's talk about some of those defenses.
Oh, here we go. I opened up the door for McAvoy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, because Chara looked old yesterday, didn't he? Carlos sucked. Yeah, Charlie McAvoy had an assist, but he sucks. So, Lazan, what's Lazan doing there? What's he doing?
They don't have another
really
guy.
Good at the beginning of the game.
They have another guy. Who'd you put out there instead of him?
I don't know. Vaakanainen. I don't know who else.
Vaakanainen.
Put him out there.
I see.
Listen, yeah,
Grizzlick, they all sucked.
Grizzlick was
they
out
all did.
There.
I watched that game. It was so damn slow. They looked old and bad. You watched the game.
Yes.
They looked old, bad, good score.
I'm not.
And this, I'm sick of the perfection line.
All those things are true.
No more perfection line.
I see.
They do not need that name anymore.
No, let them go.
It's over with. The perfection line should be eliminated.
Eliminated. Never again.
Win, dance, repeat, Sweet Caroline, all that out.
Never again. Don't pair up those three guys again.
No. Pair them up. But you know what? They don't get secondary scoring, so you might as well drop one of them anyways, right?
They were
referencing them as the perfection line
last
night.
So if you drop Pasternak down, which they tried, by the way. They had Pasternak skate with Krejci in the playoffs last year.
I know.
So
I know.
Who's the right winger?
They don't have a guy. We've been talking about this for 14. How many years have they not had a guy next to Krejci?
Don't double back. Answer the question.
Right.
If you drop Pasternak to the second line, who skates with Bergeron and Marchand?
I don't know.
All right, I see.
Okay. I don't have an answer.
All right.
Isn't that what hockey people do? Well, if we don't play this guy, then what's your answer? I don't know.
Well, if you're going to complain about it, you should have an answer.
I don't know.
No, you could just say that nothing's working. That's a scenario where just everything you've tried doesn't work,
okay,
John.
If they come out and play well on Wednesday, as I think they will, are you going to take any
Vasilevsky.
Of this back?
Oh, yeah, he sucks. They're going to score past him.
Okay, so you're guaranteeing a loss?
I'm going to look up the line right now.
Okay, go right ahead. Joe's guaranteeing they're going to lose on Wednesday.
Here's the problem. Don't bring up their competition. I don't even think it was about their competition last night, despite the Flyers being one of the hottest teams before the break.
He doesn't want to hear that. Rich, you're wasting your mind. You're wasting your breath. He doesn't want to hear that. He's determined to be pissed. He's determined to burn it all down.
You're right.
Let me talk. I'm the damn host. Shut up. God, a lot of meat swinging in that studio. I can feel it all the way from Nantucket. My God. Holy crap.
It all started with Metallica.
It started weeks ago. All right, so
anyways, yes, it's
I've
not
even
about
forgotten
the
my stupid thought.
No, okay, it's not about the opponents, Rich. It's that they suck, they look old, and they can't score.
It's that they came in, and they just looked unmotivated. And the Flyers, I know that they were the hottest team before the break. I understand that. But the Bruins just were off. And that was the disappointing thing about it to me. And that's also why I feel actually good about these upcoming games, because I just don't think that they were taking this as seriously. And I think that this is one of those deals where the talent's there. I'm pissed off about. I'm pissed off that I didn't think a team that I believed is the best team in the league and has championship DNA could deliver a stinker like that. Like that they couldn't at least get up enough to not put on a listless performance. And it is infuriating that we're still, after all this time, talking about that stupid second line. I feel bad for David Krejci. Do you know how many people he's had to work with? Do you know how many times they've had to change his line in the middle of a game? Hey, this isn't working. This isn't working. Cassidy is pulling his hair out, trying to figure out something that will work there. And I don't know if Kasha's your solution. I don't think he is. God knows he hasn't had enough practice with this team, but you need something in there. Throw him in there. See if it works. I'm not overly concerned right now, but that's just really disappointing, the crap that we had to sit and watch yesterday, because I just didn't think they had that listless of a performance in them.
I just hate the whole flip the switch, right? Like, you would think this team can flip the switch. Like, in the NBA, I feel like the Clippers, Lakers, whatever, they'll flip a switch. These guys, I don't know. Like, was the layoff long enough? Did Tuca already peak too much?
Well, hold on. Let's make the comparison now. What did the Lakers, the Clippers, and what was the other team?
I just said the Lakers.
All right, Lakers and Clippers, what do they have?
Well, they have star players.
No, it's not just that. They have veterans, right?
Veterans.
They have guys that have been in the league a long time. What do the Bruins have?
They have a lot of veterans.
Yeah, they're an older team that have a lot of guys that have been in the league a long time, and it's clear they didn't take yesterday seriously, just like they didn't take the Columbus game seriously. And now, and I think they would have kind of coasted through this three-game round robin, except that their head coach is now angry and demanding that they play at their top level, which they should have in the first place, but that's not here nor there. The game is over. They have to move on. I think they will play well on Wednesday. And if they don't, let's rework this, and you can blow your stack again. I have no problem with that. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Real quick, let's go to Eric on line one. Eric, what's up, man? You're on the show.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Murray, did you just say you're out on the Bruins?
No, I didn't.
Out.
I said,
move to Vancouver.
Okay. You didn't listen to what I said. I'm sick of the perfection line. All I hear is the perfection line, the perfection line, perfection line. Like they did it on national television yesterday. Like, I'm just sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of it. Score goals.
Well, yell at Milbury, whoever.
I'm trying. Maybe my message will get to them.
You know who I bet hates the. You know who I bet hates the term perfection line? Those three guys.
Yeah, those guys.
They probably can't stand it. So I mean, it's like they're asking for people to call it.
I never said I was out on the Bruins. Listen, I'm upset with the Bruins. Like, I'm upset that David Pastrnak wasn't there and ready to go. I'm upset that Tuukka Rask hurt his stupid hand doing jumps, box jumps, and he's not out there. Like, those are the two guys you rely on the most. Forget about Bergeron and Chara. Chara looks old. I'm sorry. I love Chara. He'll probably turn it around at some point. But, like, they hope that these young guys that they put into place somehow elevate, and they haven't. And it's upsetting to watch. All we hear about is Charlie McAvoy's this great guy. You know, I like Jake DeBrusk, but what's he doing on the ice? Oh, Studnicka, he needs to shoot more. He does nothing. Like, and it's always the Corrales and the Wagners and the Nordstroms that are playing hard, and everyone else just gets paid a fat ton of money, and they look good, and all they get TV commercials. It's just, the more I watch this team, it's like, yeah, you're loaded with talent, and you're loaded with veterans, but everybody else doesn't live up to their expectations.
They had the best record in the NHL, Joe.
Yeah.
They had the best record in the NHL this year, despite all of that.
They got a trophy for that.
And they made Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals last year.
Yeah, and they lost because their best player didn't show up.
They didn't play well that game. But you're just taking them. You want to burn it all down. You've seen them play one game that matters.
I want to call their asses out, so they just like their coach is doing. Like, come on, you're going to play Tampa Bay and Washington next. It doesn't get easier. And the goalies out there being like, oh, yeah, you know, we got screwed. We don't get the round-robin stuff. It's bleeding for the whole team.
All right. I got somebody just tweeted us and said, new Toucher and Rich shirt, front, the name of the show, Toucher and Rich. So back, a lot of meat swinging going on. The meat swingers.
I mean, come on. Is it okay
all
to be
right,
passionate
Joe,
okay.
about
the
Bruins? We'll let you finish. There is
no,
a
is
clock.
It okay
we
to be
evolve.
Passionate, though?
Joe, I love it. I'm not knocking you for it. And matter of fact, as far as last night, I agree with you. I'm pissed. Like, that's something that shouldn't have happened. But I'm also not completely defeated. I mean, it's the first real game of this relaunch. It might take a little bit.
And I haven't even
just
ripped on Rask. Like,
okay,
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Hold it. We'll be right back. All right. Then we'll let you swing the meat all around again. There you go.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think they should keep it simple until they find their game, Fluto. And that's kind of the message, is that I know you're creative and you're one of the best lines in the National Hockey League for a reason. So I'm not taking them where I can't sit there and tell them they have to make this play in this situation. I'd just like to see the whole team have a shot mentality. They weren't the only one. Torrey turned down a one-timer from the slot in the second period. Charlie McAvoy again. Jack had a 3-on-2 from the slot. He chose to pass, and then Kretsch chose to pass from there. So it's just, listen, it wasn't just our top line. I think it was a bit of a team-wide problem, and I saw a bit of it against Columbus, and I think we'll probably see a little more Wednesday, but we got to get it out of our system quickly here, where when we get a good look at the net, we take that shot. And then pretty soon, I've always felt once that starts happening, the plays that are there will open up.
Sports Up, it's Toucher and Rich. I can hear Joe Murray smiling all the way from across the water when he mentioned Charlie McAvoy and called him out, but he's right. You know, shoot first mentality. That was tough yesterday. It was tough to watch. Pete on line one. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. What's going on? My thing with Halak yesterday, Halak looked like garbage. Just from the first goal on, every single reaction he had was delayed to every single puck that was shot at him. And even the ones that went in, it's like he just flips his glove up at it, and the puck's already behind him. Like, what are you doing? Let's go. Like, I heard Tuukka wasn't playing. I was okay with it. And then all of a sudden, it was like, okay, we got Halak. Whatever. We're going to be fine. And then you see Halak in the first, like, you know, the beginning of the second period, and it was just horrible.
I'm not going to kill Halak this morning. I'm not. I thought that the whole team was garbage. He didn't get any help. And you heard even Cassidy kind of stood up for him yesterday. Two goals specifically that I can think of weren't his fault. But it was disheartening.
And you you know what would have happened if Tuukka Rask had played? Columbus would have happened. It would have been the same thing. The way the Bruins looked against Columbus, they got beat by Columbus the same way they got beat yesterday. Wouldn't have mattered if Rask was there.
And I hate to be the radio guy that's got to, you know, stir up the pot, but you know, when I read, Tuukka Rask can't play today because he's unfit to play. You know who's unfit to play? Me. Like, I'm unfit to play. This guy? Like, Tuukka Rask, he missed a game at the end of the year, 3 years ago against Ottawa?
Last game of the season.
And what happened? Why? Why? Because he had the Tuukkas, right? You know what I mean? He had a case of the Tuukkas, and he couldn't play.
I'm gonna stop you before we get any further. We don't know what he's dealing with, all right? I mean, the unfit to play is stupid. I can't stand it because it can cover everything. But we don't know what he's dealing with.
How many times have we heard, Tuukka's not playing today because he doesn't feel well? How many times have we heard it?
The only game I can really think of is that one game where allegedly he had the squirts.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can think of.
I mean, I know there was a game, I think, for Finland at one point. He didn't play in the final. Like, it's just all I'm saying is, like, him and Pasternak you have to depend on. And, like, they can't even depend on him right now.
Oh, come on. Halak is reliable. It was a bad game. They were off. And you know what? And in fairness, if this was kind of the...
although it doesn't sound like it was the plan, because Cassidy did say that he was told that Tuca couldn't play. So it wasn't like they were resting Tuca, you know, up for the playoffs or whatever like that. But, I mean, putting Halak in one of these round-robin games didn't seem out of the question. It was something that probably they were intending on doing anyway. So, I mean, this isn't a huge deal that Tuca – it's not like Tuca's soft or anything like that. I mean,
in this town, when the team doesn't play well, people react. And to just sit here and say, oh, they'll be play better and be better, like, they haven't shown it in two games. And with Tampa Bay and Washington
Eric on line one. You're speaking my language. Eric, what do you have to say?
Yeah, here we go. I just wanted to say, like, everyone needs to stop freaking out. The Bruins are going to be fine. We're going to make a deep run. The first two games, we've got to work out the kinks, and I'm very confident, Charlie, Bruce Cassidy, getting this team ready. I mean, when he's dialed in, I feel like they're going to make a deep run. That's all I have to say. Everyone just needs to stop panicking.
Okay. Yeah. Come on, Joe.
I'll stop.
You need to stop panicking.
Yeah.
I kind of like the way you are. No, don't change a thing.
I don't know. Like, did you guys grow up here? Like, what the team played bad. They looked bad.
I'm telling you, it was a bad game. It sucked. I wish they didn't do it.
But Tuukka Rask should be ripped for not playing.
Oh, no, he should. We don't know what he's dealing with.
I don't know what he's dealing with, but he didn't play.
That's unfair. Like that's unfair. If you don't know what a guy's dealing with, like, that's why this unfit to play thing is frustrating, because you don't know. It could be one end of the spectrum, it could be the other one. But one thing you can't say about Tuukka is that he's soft.
I'll give you
Tuukka's not soft.
I am not calling Tuukka Rask soft.
I know.
Well,
I know.
You're just detailing all those times where you thought he could have played and didn't.
I'm sick of it.
Okay.
Hearing about Tuukka Rask not playing the game.
Joe Murray, I don't mean to randomly change the subject, but have you ever suspected that the guy who was delivering your food was eating your food on the way there?
No, never.
Never?
No.
I had that this weekend.
You had that this weekend?
I think a dude was eating my fries.
So when you got it, you were gypped on fries?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have called.
Well, here's why, is that when I got delivery, they leave it on the front doorstep, and I saw him there. But as he was walking up, he was shoving something in his mouth, and I don't know what it was, but I could see he was putting something in his mouth, because I was looking kind of through the window. And when I opened up my food, like, it looked like I got half the fries that I usually got with my order. And there's part of me that almost thought that this guy might have been eating them. And I don't know if it's just like this weird paranoia, or I put one thing into the next like that. But that's got to be a pretty awful temptation if you're like a food delivery guy. Because you know that, you know, you guys, if you've ever driven home with like a bag of McDonald's fries, like those things don't last by the time you get home. Like, you're snacking on them the entire way, correct? Mm-hmm. Like it never makes it home. You're eating your fries. You're telling me that there are drivers who don't eat some of your food before they drop it off.
Hmm.
This is great. Something else I get to think about.
Well, I mean, did you eat the fries?
Did I eat the fries?
I don't have enough problems in my life. I don't worry about boogeymen around every corner in this COVID life that we lead. And now I have to worry about this. Thank you.
I was just thinking about it. And I'm like, dude, I don't even know if me. I like to think that I'm a fairly honorable human being, but I mean. Fries smell good, man. I don't know how you can resist sometimes if you're a delivery driver, and I don't know why I just brought that up. It was something that was bugging me all weekend long, is whether or not this dude actually still. Have you ever delivered food and eaten someone's food on the way? 617-779-0909. No one's going to call.
Everyone's going to call. Ask the question again. I'm sure there are people out there that have done it. I'm sure there are people who are going to call in.
Have you ever suspected that somebody ate your food, like part of your food before you got it?
Does this count like the drive-through, like the guy who hands you your fries also?
No.
Because that's happened to me. I've been shortchanged on fries at the drive-through, and I thought, I could have sworn that I saw a guy eat my fries before he gave them to me. It was something they had to do, like an initiation process.
See, at work, this is weird, because you get like free food anyway. No, I'm talking about like, you know... You got the bag sitting next to you, and you're supposed to drop it off.
Oh, look at the phones light up. I told you. Here they come, all of them.
No one's calling. Are you sure? I can't see it, but there's no way anyone's going to call on this.
Dan, are the phones lighting up or not?
Every line is ringing at the same time.
I told you.
Nick's head just exploded.
I told you.
Food delivery confessional.
Honest to God, Rich, all six lines are ringing.
Okay, hang on. Mitch, talk to me.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, I was just a kid, a pizza delivery guy up in southern New Hampshire at the time. I was like 16. And whenever they ordered wing dings, they didn't know it came with seven, but it always came with five by the time it got to them.
Did you eat the drummy or the wingy?
I like the drum. You got to go drum.
Atta boy.
Did you throw the bones out the window?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And Joe, all you're right. Great. You got to calm down today. You're all fired up.
That's right. A little bit. All right. Mike, talk to me.
Hi. I used to deliver pizza a long time ago once I finished college. And it was, you know, you'd be on the road constantly, delivery after delivery, just dying for a chance to get back and eat a sub or get a break and eat your meal. So, of course, you're dipping in the bag and grabbing fries here and there plenty of times.
Okay. All right. So my paranoia is well justified, is what you're saying.
Oh, no. They're out there, man.
Mike, how many people that you know of, like, who deliver food? Oh, he's gone? Oh, okay.
I want a stapled bag. Is what I want. Stapled bag.
Stapled bag doesn't matter. They can have a stapler in the car. It's the oldest trick in the book. Let's go to Josh on line five. Josh, what's up, man?
Hey, after you thought the driver touched your fries, did you eat them anyway?
Hell no.
So therefore, your paranoia was legitimate, that you didn't just think that for a minute and eat them anyway.
Absolutely. Nope. I was too paranoid. I'm like, I've been too much of a hermit this far. I'm not going to risk it eating COVID finger fries. All right, let's go to Nick online. I can't believe we're getting these calls. I honestly thought that it was just pure paranoia, but I love it how everyone's just completely shameless about it. Nick, what's up, man?
All right. So, not stealing people's food with delivery, but I have a hack with Big White, the party size pizza. You can manage to take an entire strip out of the middle of the pizza, smush it together, and nobody notices you ate a third of the pizza before you got there. So give it a try.
That's like awesome. A food hack. That's a food hack.
That's fantastic. That's a
food hack. Fat guy food hack.
Everyone getting those big pizzas. He's the now one always, looking in the middle. Wait a minute.
He's the one that always goes to get it at the store.
All right. Hang on. Here's a different side of things that I haven't thought about. Chris, what's up, man? He's got it. He said he's a waiter. He said he ate too much food, so I split the plate to hide the evidence. I got what? All right, I'll keep taking your calls. I'll take his calls. I feel justified now in my paranoia, so thank God. I'm not just, because sometimes, you know, to be quite honest, Les Gomez, have you ask yourself, am I really freaking out? Am I seeing things? No, everyone's just eating your food on the way to being delivered. So 617-779-0985. We'll take your calls after Joe Murray's headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Sports Hub. Toucher.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich.
Going to dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
No,
98.5, a sports hub. It's Toucher and Rich. I know John's got some news he's going to give us in a minute, but first, just give us the sponsor first, and then I want to do something, and then we'll get to that. Okay,
okay.
John? So what do we got?
Stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale, no down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Go to windownation.com.
Okay, real quick, just want to finish this up. Rick, what's up, man? I'm sorry, line five there, Dan, if you don't mind. Rick, welcome to the show.
Listen, I've got no compunction when it comes to feeding myself. I worked for a really good sub shop. I would open the salad containers and eat steak tips, pieces of kebab chicken, chicken fingers, right out of the block. And mozzarella sticks? Oh, my God, the mozzarella sticks.
On the way to delivery, you would open them up and just snack on them.
He's gone.
He's gone. Okay, yeah. Rick. So, I mean, that's that was my paranoia, was that people were eating my food. I thought somebody was eating my fries, and I guess I was right. Finally, Tim, what's up, man?
Hey, so I was a delivery driver for like 2 years. I'm 20 now, so it was when I was in high school, and I was always eating stuff, you know, but only to the people that I knew wouldn't tip, that would order like every day.
Okay. So these were bad tippers that you would eat their food. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Because some people would only like, they would only tip you like whatever change was at the end of the dollar. So like, all right, I'll take some of your fries.
Dude, if you are not tipping during, especially now, like, I mean, I hate to say you deserve it, but you kind of deserve it. All right. John, you've got some news that just broke that's kind of weird.
It's interesting, too. The XFL, everyone knows the XFL went bankrupt, and they filed for bankruptcy, and the auction to purchase the league was to happen today, this afternoon, in fact. But at the last minute, before the league went up for auction, a massive celebrity stepped in and bought the league. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has purchased this league along with people from Redbird Capital. I have no idea who they are. $15 million. So The Rock now owns the XFL.
Congratulations, Rock. You just wasted $15 million. There's no way the XFL will ever be successful without star players. And star players will not play in the XFL.
Maybe,
is the dumbest investment you could possibly have
made. Maybe he can recruit.
Who?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No. Who is he going to recruit?
Well, I don't know who, but he's Dwayne. He's The Rock. Who's
the ass?
The Rock says.
You're going to say yes?
The people's eyebrow. The Rock bottom.
Listen, I know your judgment on The Rock's celebrity.
The people's elbow.
It's a little clouded, yeah.
It's clouded by the whole Kowloon culture that you're putting up. But, I mean, listen, if people aren't going to put their bodies on the line for pennies like they were with the XFL, just for the chance they might be able to high-five the star of Walking Tall, I mean, there's got to be some sort of reason people would watch this thing. And we've learned they've tried it twice now. You don't have stars, nobody cares. Now, you care because you bet on anything. You bet on ants having sex. But as far as this is concerned, I don't get it, and I don't know why you would put... Like, what's his master plan?
He's bailing out Vince McMahon. He's doing Vince McMahon a favor. I swear.
Hang on. He's spending $15 million of his own money to bail out a friend?
$15 million.
That's quite the solid you're doing for somebody.
Yeah, I'm 15, sure yeah. He's worth a little more than $15 million, though.
Yeah, like, but you don't just throw around $15 million.
No. His net worth is between $80 and $90 million. So,
no, he's worth more.
I just looked it up. Apparently, his net worth's around $85 million.
Dude, he'll go do a Fast and Furious and make $15 million. He'll do Tarzan 4. He'll do the Lion King remake. He'll make $15 million in a summer.
Yeah, did you mind? Okay, Dwayne Johnson, I believe for like the last years has been the most bankable movie star in Hollywood, and I think that he's made more than any actor, I believe, over the last couple of years. So I think he's worth more than that. But still, $15 million.
Hey, Rich,
throw that around,
Rich,
like, do a guy a solid.
Rich, you got to reconnect again for whatever reason. You're skipping in and out. So we'll see you in a couple of seconds. But
$15 million is nothing. This is nothing. This chump change.
No, you're probably right. You're probably right. But Rich's point is right. This league is going to fail again and again and again.
A bunch of people
again.
Just opted out?
And
I don't
again.
Maybe they want
to,
you know.
No, they're not going to play for the XFL. Now, in theory, all it takes is one. All it takes is one high-profile football player to go play for this league, but no one's going to play for that league.
Like, I don't
it's going
like,
to fail miserably.
What if, like, Terrell Owens wants to make a comeback? Or
how old
Ricky
is Terrell
Williams
Owens?
Wants to come?
How old is Ricky Williams?
I'm just saying, like, their names.
Great, but they're not good anymore. That's the problem.
We don't know that.
Terrell Owens beat Tyreek Hill in a foot race. Let's see him take a big hit from a safety. I think there's a big difference there if you're over 40.
I think the main thing is that what is he going to do different that the first two, I guess, go-rounds with the XFL did? Because it just, unless you have stars, nobody cares. And I thought about this, and I was like, you know, I kind of joked around. But it might take somebody throwing a ridiculous amount of money at superstar to get them to come to the XFL to make that happen. But I got to be honest, unless you're dumb and you just spent $15 million on the XFL, no one's going to do it. So maybe The Rock's dumb enough to do that. He seems like a pretty decent businessman from everything I've heard. That's why this just seems so way out there. I don't get this at all. I don't understand it at all. By the way, someone is saying that he's worth $320 million.
Okay. Obviously the website I looked at was wrong.
Well, the Big Johnson, underselling the real Big Johnson, someone just tweeted in.
Sure, maybe that's the case. Maybe that is the case. But I saw that and I was like, dude, how dumb are you? Unless he's got some crazy, I'd like for the XFL to work. It would be fun if there was something legitimately competitive.
A plan, Rich. I do.
I hope he does too. And there were some good things that came out of the XFL, like ideas that I liked. I even liked the kickoff, the weird kickoff thing that they did.
That wasn't the XFL. That was the Alliance of American Football that thought of that.
That's a good point. But they did have mics on the refs, and you could hear all of that. That part of it was great. Right. I mean, there is a place for people who think outside the box, but is it profitable? Hell no.
I don't know. I will say this, though. I loved Steve Levy, who obviously did a lot of the XFL games and talked a lot about gambling during that, and he's going to be. I know, Rich, you're always into the Monday Night Football crew, but Steve Levy's going to run it this year, and I think it's a good move.
He's going to be good. I saw who it's Steve Levy and
Louis Riddick and Brian Greasy.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a bad idea. It's lacking star power. Obviously, it's not what they wanted. They wanted Peyton Manning, but you know what? It's also not. It's not obtrusive, and they've had a lot of that lately. Like where it's guys who aren't pros, didn't know what they were doing, fumbling around.
Steve Levy, while a very good broadcaster, isn't one of those guys that you're going to tune in specifically to watch, like John Gruden. I understand that, but ultimately they just got rid of Joe Tessitore, who was fine. Yeah. But not a guy you would tune in to watch. So it seems like they've replaced a better known guy who you don't want to tune in to watch. He's replacing a guy who you didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Tessitore is a weird thing because when he was doing Monday Night Football, I didn't really like him that much, but on Holy Moly, he's very likable.
Yeah, Wipeout too. I mean, the two of them, they're really, really good. He works well. Yeah.
Steve Levy is, I think he's good, and I think he's going to be fine. I've heard him do. He's done Monday Night Football when they did the double ups before. I think it was Levy and maybe it was Rex Ryan. I forget who they paired him with, but Levy did a good job. Brian Greasy's fine. Riddick's going to be fine.
It's fine. It's a 5 out of 10, just like Tessitore. It's a 5 out of 10.
It's a stopgap. They needed something, and at least it's not like obtrusive or ridiculous. It's going to be just there. It's going to be like watching the B or C level broadcast team for any other one of the networks.
Hold on, Rich. I mean, then why replace Tessitore if you're going to replace him with a guy who's basically the same?
I mean, I guess that's a decent point. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to just completely clean their hands of the entire crew and just start over.
Okay.
And maybe they let them go thinking that they had some other guys ready to go. Like a pairing with Peyton Manning or somebody else. And they just at the end were like, you know what? Let's give Levy a try. He was okay. I have no problem with that. Out of all the things that came out, I don't have a big problem with that. Now, what is a little bit of a problem is that over the weekend you had one head coach and two starting quarterbacks on the COVID list. Gardner Minshew and Matt Stafford both had it. And Doug Peterson, did you hear that?
Yeah.
From the Eagles, he's got it as well, which is interesting. And that kind of goes along. Did you see the story about they're trying to figure out how the Marlins all got infected, and it ended up, you know, obviously spreading throughout the most of the team. So they've been doing these investigations, and they're hysterical because no one wants to admit that they went out and went to a strip club, where it seems like there's a ton of different evidence that said that when they were in Atlanta and they were playing the Braves, that they all went to this, not all of them, but a lot of them went into the strip club, but everyone's dancing all of around it. And the Athletic did this investigation to try to figure it all out. They said, to this point, investigators do not believe that nightlife was the root of the problem that led to 20 infections on the team. They said the failure to use masks, the players gathering in the hotel without masks, whether it's in the hallways or people's rooms, if you really want to know what could have been done better by the club, is really where it lies, one source with knowledge of the investigation said, aka someone from the Marlins who didn't want to be embarrassed. They said the league is aware of reports and rumors that players went to a bar or another establishment outside the hotel in Atlanta. Tiptoe, tiptoe, tiptoe. They said it's possible such events occurred. The league has yet to finalize its findings, and investigators are always somewhat dependent on interviewees' honesty. In other words, they don't want to say they went to the strip club. League officials, though, currently are operating under another theory. So here's what baseball thinks happened, or what they're putting out there that they say happens. They say MLB suspects a super spreader. Well, maybe that was at the strip club. Someone who transmits the virus to more than two or three people a carrier would normally infect that was involved with the spread. The Marlins seating arrangement on their Delta charter from Atlanta to Philadelphia, where the team had been quarantined since July 26th, contributed to the league's initial conclusion. However, the Delta CEO said, quote, we've got zero documented evidence of any transmission of COVID aboard a single Delta plane through the pandemic. By the way, that's kind of impressive. They said the league thinks the initial exposure took not all 20, but took a lot of them. And then we had some spread based on the failure to follow protocols. Once again, everything points to the fact that they went to a dance club, and nobody wants to say it, even though there seems to be evidence everywhere. Which is great, too, because I guess there was an investigation on the whole Lou Williams situation, and it now shows that he indeed paid for dances from women at Magic City. So that whole, he just went to go get chicken wings and stuff like that is completely out the building, or out the window, because I guess that the Atlanta bureau chief went out there and interviewed people, and there was a dancer named Aries who confirmed that she did indeed dance for Williams while he was there, and he did indeed pick up wings as well. So, but apparently he tipped very well, according to on the record.
The best part about all of that was when you toss a Fortune 500 company into that. You know, Delta has a lot to answer for. You know, that is their company's reputation is on the line when you toss them into the deep end of the pool like that. There's no reason for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, they come immediately out and go, nope, that's not going
not
to work.
Not true.
Somebody just tweeted me that they bought that arcade 1-Up version of the NBA Jam arcade machine. Have you seen that thing yet?
I've seen the game. I have a 1-Up machine in my house. So I have a Pac-Man a Pac-Man in my house. It's fantastic.
I have they're like anywhere between, you can get one cheap sometimes for like $200 and they go up to like $450 if it's like one of the newer or more expensive ones, but it's like a 3/4 the size version of the actual arcade game, and it's got the same art and everything. It's the same game. It's awesome. I mean, you can't really tell the
Rich? Is he there? That may have finally knocked him off. He may finally be done. Yep. I think it's.
So what do you got, Wallach? How are we going to send this today?
Ultimately, if you have one of those video game machines, it's awesome. Do you have one of those in your house?
Nope.
No. It's completely worth it. I mean, you're not old enough to have gone to an arcade and actually played a standing-up video game machine like Rich and I.
Dream Machine, dude, growing up.
Oh, is that right? You actually physically went
to
an arcade.
Nantasket Beach,
is that right? You pop quarters in and you play? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? What's your favorite game?
Well, I loved NBA Jam, but before that, I think I was I loved Tetris on the arcade. That was one of my favorites.
You see, I've never played. You see, I like Tetris is not a game you actually go to an arcade to play.
Donkey Kong?
That's a game
have. What's that game where you race, you're in a car, you don't want to go off-road, but not RC Pro-Am.
Bull Position?
No, it was like you were always like driving by the beach.
No, I know which one you're talking about. I don't remember the name of it, though. I don't remember the name of it at all.
So, John, what are we going to do tomorrow, by the way? There's no sports.
There's no sports tomorrow?
Tonight. There's nothing tonight.
I don't know. Rich is the wizard. Rich, what are we going to do tomorrow?
Oh, give the world radio greatness. What have we been doing? What have we been doing for the last like 4 months?
Dancing like crazy.
I mean, yeah, I know that you're. It's like gluttonous now with all the sports that we have. Like, ah, we don't have anything. I mean, it's kind of been that way for a while, Joe. I'm not quite sure if you've been aware of that.
Oh, no,
but
I'm thinking about
maybe we can all calm down about the Bruins a little bit. Maybe
no,
we can
I can't wait to hear Joe on Thursday after the Bruins win 4-3.
Emotional. I'm sorry.
After the Bruins beat Tampa Bay on Wednesday, I want to hear what you
we
have
should make
to
a
say.
Side bet.
All right, that's a deal. Although you have much more money than I do at this point, so.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Hi.
Who are we? Is everyone back?
No one's allowed anywhere near the studio until we're done, so I have no idea. But yeah, Hardy's supposed to be back from vacation.
Okay, I'm assuming to be Hardy, Zola, Bertrand. But yeah, everyone's with them. Maybe Joe Murray will stick around and high five them and all of that. Thank you, gentlemen. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Everybody, bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.